Welcome to the deep dive. You sent us a whole bunch of forum posts
Yeah.
from a place called Megidochen, and
Bye.
it's let me tell you, it's not your average online hangout.
It's definitely a unique corner of the internet. What
Yeah.
we're seeing here is a community that's built around the webcomic Homestuck,
Yeah,
but
ref.
with a distinct flavor all its own.
Yeah, we've got Mom, we've got Flimsikin, DIP. It's like they're
Yeah.
speaking their own
The
language.
coding is a great way to put it.
So our mission, should we choose to accept it,
Right.
is to decode this world
Yes.
and help you understand what makes this community tick.
The language itself is a key to understanding the culture. Take Majido72, for example, the forum's name. It seems to be a playful jab at the mobile game, Majido72, with the hope that their community will outlast the game itself.
It's like a tongue-in-cheek declaration of permanence in
Yeah.
a digital world that often feels so fleeting.
And then you have Flimsikin, another online forum that's woven into these conversations. It seems connected to their history.
Like a prequel.
Perhaps a previous online home.
For most, like a prequel, yeah, to their current chapter, which brings us to our first theme,
Okay.
cracking the code of Megidoshin lingo. You'll notice they have a way with words,
Right.
transforming them into inside jokes and
Yes.
recurring motifs.
The word DIM, for example, it seems to be a word filter on the forum, but they've turned it into a running gag, almost a badge of honor.
And remember Roxy Kitten?
Yeah.
She later evolves into Rose Kitten, which I
Yeah.
think perfectly illustrates something we've seen throughout your sources.
Right.
This community takes what they love and makes it their own. It's like a constant process of cultural remixing.
It speaks to their creativity and their desire to shape their online world in a way that reflects their shared interests and experiences.
Now that we've got a handle on their lingo,
Yes.
let's explore what else captures their attention. You've provided some great examples of their discussions about anime, video games, and even Broadway musicals.
Their interests go way beyond Homestuck.
Yeah, this is where it gets
We
interesting.
see them discussing anime, like Space Channel 5, Neon Genesis Evangelion, and video games, especially Dragon's Dogma 2, Final Fantasy 3, Etrian Odyssey the Second.
Wow, that's a lot.
There's even a whole plan for a Homestuck Final Fantasy 3
Wow,
mashup
a
game.
mashup. That's ambitious. It seems like they're not just passive consumers of media,
Right.
they're actively engaging with it, reimagining it,
Yeah.
and creating something new in the process.
And that creative energy extends beyond games.
You okay?
One poster, Mom, talks about their love for the musical Wicked.
Okay.
What's fascinating is that this same poster, who enjoys dark humor and can be quite cynical, genuinely loved the pink and white and flowers and wheat fields, lovey-dovey bullshit.
It's not what you'd expect from someone who frequents a forum like Megidokun.
Right.
It challenges the stereotype of the cynical internet user.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a recurring theme of dark humor in these posts. Do you think it serves a specific purpose within the community?
It's possible that it acts as a bonding mechanism. Their dark humor often seems tongue-in-cheek, a way to connect over shared experiences and anxieties, and perhaps even to process difficult emotions.
They're not shying away from the darker aspects of life. They're confronting them head on,
Yes.
but with a layer of humor that makes it more palatable.
It's a delicate balance, and one that could potentially be off-putting to some. We also see them grappling with the challenges of moderating an online community. There's an anecdote about a user who offered to pay in Bitcoin for site upkeep. It's these little details that make it feel like a real community
Oh,
with
absolutely.
its own quirks and personalities.
It makes you wonder how you'd even begin to moderate a forum where someone offers to pay in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That definitely speaks to the unconventional nature of this community.
And speaking of unconventional, you mentioned that some of their content could be considered controversial.
Well, yeah,
Yeah.
they're definitely not afraid to push boundaries and challenge social norms, especially when it comes to topics like gender and sexuality.
Yes.
Some of their discussions could be considered offensive by some,
Right.
but even with that,
Yeah.
their tone seems more
Ironic.
ironic than malicious.
Precisely.
So it's not just their lingo that's unique. Yeah. It's their entire approach to online interaction.
Yes.
They're creating a space where honesty and authenticity seem to be valued above all else.
Yeah.
Even if it means being a bit rough around the edges.
It's refreshing in a way.
It's a far cry from your typical curated social media feed.
Yes.
But before we go any further, I think we need to take a closer look at some of the key players in this world.
Okay.
Especially this mom character.
Right.
They seem to be at the heart of a lot of these discussions.
Yes, they do. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Last time we were just starting to peel back the layers of this Homestuck-centric community.
Right, Medjidoshan.
Medjidoshan.
We got a taste of their quirky humor, their love of musicals and video games.
Right.
And that creative spark that sometimes takes a devious turn.
And who could forget that Vocaloid debate? Artistic integrity versus technological practicality.
Absolutely. But you mentioned Flimsycan, their old online haunt.
Right.
What can you tell us about that? Were they always this outspoken? Did this anything goes attitude always define them?
From what we can gather from your sources, Flimsycan was a bit wilder.
Okay.
Less defined. It seems their culture was still evolving, more prone to personality clashes.
So picture them in their awkward teenage phase.
Yeah.
Before they found their true identity on Medjidoshan.
That's a great way to put it. The move to Medjidoshan seems like a conscious decision to build a space that reflected their evolving identity.
Like finally moving out of your parents' basement and setting up your own space, you get to make the rules.
Exactly. They were ready to curate their content, set their own boundaries, and cultivate a distinct online culture.
And based on what we've seen so far, they're not afraid to be themselves, even if it means ruffling a few feathers.
Right.
Which makes me wonder, in a community that values honesty and directness, how do they handle conflict?
It's interesting you bring that up
from
your sources. It appears that conflict is almost woven into the fabric of Medjidoshan.
Mm.
They seem to thrive on debate and disagreement.
You mean they don't just tolerate it?
Right.
They embrace it.
Exactly. And they have a way of transforming even heated arguments into something humorous, diffusing tension with wit and banter.
So instead of avoiding conflict, they found a way to navigate it productively, even playfully.
Right.
It sounds like they've weaponized banter.
That's a great way to describe it. And it reminds me of that other site you sent us, Meisen.org.
Right, which vanished, just disappeared from the internet.
It vanished.
What do you make of that?
It seemed like a more traditional online forum, maybe a little too vanilla for the Medjidoshan crowd.
Yeah.
You mentioned some members engaged in a bit of lighthearted trolling over there.
Right, and the next day, poof, gone.
Gone.
Was it a direct result of the Medjidoshan visit? We can't say for sure.
Right.
But it adds a certain mystique to this community, don't you think? It's as if they have this almost mythical power to disrupt anything too mainstream, too boring.
Too boring.
But it also highlights how fragile online spaces can be.
Yeah.
Here today, gone tomorrow, like a digital ghost town.
That brings us back to the question of Medjidoshan's resilience.
Right.
How do they navigate this volatile digital landscape?
Yeah.
Dealing with trolls, spammers, and the ephemeral nature of the internet itself.
It's like they're digital nomads, always adapting, evolving, and finding new ways to connect.
I think their strength comes from their shared purpose.
Hmm.
They're not just a collection of individuals. They're a tribe.
Right.
Bound by their passions, their humor, their desire to create something, something meaningful in the digital world.
They're building their own virtual nation
with
its own distinct culture, language, and mythology, which brings us to their creative side.
Right.
We see them discussing games, musicals, visual novels.
Yes.
Is there a common thread in all this creative energy?
What stands out to me is this urge to blend seemingly disparate elements.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling from Homestuck, Final Fantasy, classic musicals, even internet memes.
Wow.
And weaving them into something new and entirely their own.
It's like a form of digital alchemy, transforming ordinary materials into something precious and surprising.
And it's not just about the end product.
Right.
It's about the process. Mm-hmm. They're constantly brainstorming, debating, pushing each other creatively.
It sounds very collaborative, constantly evolving.
Yes.
Like a digital jam session where everyone brings their own instruments and ideas to the table.
Exactly. Their creativity is fueled by this shared belief that the best ideas come from the most unexpected places.
Mm.
It's not about seeking perfection.
Right.
It's about exploration, experimentation, and pushing boundaries.
And let's not forget their sense of humor, which we have seen can get a little dark.
Right.
What else can you tell us about their comedic sensibilities?
It often stems from a place of deep self-awareness.
Okay.
They use humor to explore their own anxieties, their insecurities, even their hypocrisies.
Right.
They laugh at themselves before anyone else has a chance to.
That self-deprecating humor creates a sense of camaraderie, like everyone's in on the joke, flaws and all.
Exactly. It's not just about making people laugh.
Right.
It's about creating a sense of shared experience, a feeling of belonging.
Mm.
They've built a space where it's okay to be human with all the messiness that entails.
It makes you wonder, though, where do they draw the line? Remember Mom's plan to turn Bouquet and Sauna into a musical?
Right.
We know there are some pretty provocative themes in there.
That's a great question, and one we'll explore in part three.
Okay.
It seems they blur the lines between humor and sincerity.
Yeah.
Satire and earnestness.
Mm.
They're not bound by conventions or categories.
But there's that elephant in the room, the dark side of their humor.
Right.
Remember the mention of eye-fucking and child molestation in Bouquet and Sauna?
Yes.
That's pretty jarring. How do they justify that?
It raises important questions about the ethics of humor, the limits of satire.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complex issue and one that deserves a deeper dive.
It reminds us that humor can be a powerful tool, but it can also be misused.
Exactly.
It's a double-edged sword.
And it's up to each individual to decide how they wield that power.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've explored their history, their culture, their creativity, their complex relationship with humor. What's next on our agenda?
In part three, we'll delve deeper into their creative process, their ethical dilemmas, and their vision for the future of their online world.
Sounds like we're just getting started. We'll see you back here on The Deep Dive for the final part of our exploration into Mejidokkan.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've spent the last two parts exploring Mejidokkan, this fascinating online community built around Homestuck.
We've seen their love for creative projects.
Right.
Their unique communication style, unfiltered, to say the least.
Yeah, and their quirky.
Yeah.
Often dark sense of humor.
Right.
And that brings us to a point we touched on earlier.
Mm.
Mom's Game Bouquet and Sauna.
Yeah.
With its provocative themes.
Right.
How does a community like this navigate the line between satire and shock value?
Mm.
Especially when dealing with potentially offensive content.
That's a question that goes to the heart of their online culture.
Yeah.
You'll notice that Mejidokkan seems comfortable pushing buttons.
Confronting taboos head on and using humor to explore even the most uncomfortable topics.
It's almost as if they've created their own world with its own set of rules, where the boundaries of what's acceptable are constantly being tested.
And what's fascinating is that we don't see much internal debate about the ethics of their humor.
Hmm.
It seems there's an unspoken agreement that as long as it's done with self-awareness and a layer of irony, anything goes.
Do you think that lack of internal checks and balances could lead to problems down the line?
It's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
Any online community needs to be mindful of the potential for humor to cross the line into genuine toxicity.
Right.
But it's also important to remember that we're seeing a very specific curated slice of their interactions.
Of course.
There might be more nuanced conversations happening that aren't reflected in your sources.
So the full picture might be more complex than what we're seeing here.
Absolutely. But even with this limited view, it's clear that they've built a space where they can be incredibly vulnerable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even when that vulnerability takes the form of dark humor, they seem to trust each other to understand the context and intention behind their words.
It's like they've created a safe space for their darkest thoughts and impulses where they can express themselves without fear of judgment.
And in a world where everything is so carefully curated and filtered, that kind of raw expression can be incredibly powerful, even cathartic.
Yeah.
It's a way to process difficult emotions and experiences through shared humor.
It makes you think about the role of humor in online communities.
Yeah.
It can be a double-edged sword, a tool for bonding and connection, but also a potential weapon for exclusion and harm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's up to each community to decide how they wield that power.
Right.
Mejidokkan seems to have found a way to make it work for them, at least for now.
Now, let's switch gears for a moment and talk about their creative process.
Yep.
We've seen them discussing games, musicals, potential collaborations. It's a whirlwind of ideas.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about how they approach creativity based on your analysis of their discussions?
Their creative process seems to be as freewheeling and unpredictable as their humor. They're constantly bouncing ideas off each other, riffing on existing concepts, embracing unexpected twists and turns. It's a very organic and iterative approach.
So they're not afraid to experiment, to make mistakes, to let the creative process take them where it wants to be.
Exactly.
Okay.
They seem more interested in the journey than the destination. It's a reminder that creativity isn't always about achieving perfection.
Right.
It's about exploration, innovation, and pushing boundaries.
It's like they're saying, let's throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
But in a way that's both playful and purposeful.
I think that's a great way to put it. And it seems like that approach is working for them.
Yeah.
They're constantly coming up with new and surprising ideas, blending different genres and influences in ways that you wouldn't expect.
So we've explored their humor, their creative process, their ethical gray areas.
Right.
What can you tell us about the future of Mejidojian?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
But based on the energy and passion we're seeing in these posts, I doubt they'll be fading away anytime soon.
They're too vibrant, too resilient, too unapologetically themselves to just disappear.
Yeah.
It's like they've carved out their own little corner of the internet and they're determined to make it their own.
They've created something truly unique.
Uh-huh.
A testament to the power of shared passions, quirky humor, and the enduring human need for connection in a digital world.
So what's the takeaway for you listening at home? What can we all learn from this deep dive into the world of Mejidojian?
Even in the most unexpected corners of the internet. You can find communities that are thriving, creating, and connecting in ways that defy expectations. Mejidojian reminds us that online spaces can be more than just platforms for sharing information.
Right.
They can be incubators for creativity, vulnerability, and even, yes, a little bit of chaos.
And that sometimes that chaos can lead to something truly special.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Mejidojian.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the internet's hidden gems.